What is going on? Party people, it is time again for another episode of Pickles and Nipples. Chris is here, sitting across from me looking like a douche.
Because I can't hear you, I can't hear
you. You can't hear anything? How can you not hear anything? Hold up.
Fuck, that itches.
You can't hear anything?
Nope. And I can't hear the mic either. Can you hear me through the headphones?
Yeah, I can hear you completely.
I can't hear shit.
Well, hold on a second. All right, you can hear stuff now, buddy boy?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What's new, buddy? Today is Labor Day. We're recording this. We're laboring hard over doing nothing and relaxing from our jobs.
Relaxing
from our jobs.
I still don't have any of the new episodes on my phone.
I don't know what that's all about. We're going to have to figure that out. I might try to start sending them to you through, like, Dropbox. And just seeing if they can get uploaded through those means. I don't know. It gives me the option to drop it into Dropbox from this Anchor app, but not to that Google Drive that was working for us. So. Maybe we'll go figure something out. I don't know. We'll get it figured out. There's this chick, man. Have you ever heard of, what's her name? How do you say it? Lana Del Rey. Have you ever heard of her?
Yeah.
She's got a new album out called Norman Fucking Rockwell.
Really?
Yeah, but it just says NFR on the outside of it. The first song I want to play just for the first verse, because it's hilarious. I just found it out recently. This isn't fucking balls this loud. Her voice is like, this is very old school sounding, but her voice is like perfect sounding. You listen to the very first line, it's hilarious. Get to it.
You fucked me so good that I almost said I love you.
You fucked me so good, I almost said I love you. All right, that's awesome. Oh, that's it for Pickles Nipples. We're going to turn around on that.
So that's what teenage girls say now?
She's not teenage. She's like,
I know she's not,
woman.
But she looks like she's fucking 17.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, at least she used to.
Okay, we're going to play that game. How old is she?
No, you want to play that game?
We're going to play that game.
See, I don't know. I don't know her because I'm not really into it. Into her? Like, into her music. I want to say 27.
I didn't look it up. I've got, like, another, like, clip save that I really don't want to fuck with.
27.
I'm afraid to get fucked with if I mess with this.
27.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
Age. Ooh, 34.
34? God damn, she old.
Yeah, fuck you. She's not old.
I'll smack you. She's an old lady.
I'll smack you.
Okay, you want to play that game? I'll go next. How old do you think Billie Eilish is?
Oh, she's like 16 years old. Ooh, that's a little teaser. Yeah, she's like 16. She might be 17, but I think she's 16. Because she started like when she was like 15. And she's super young.
Yep, she's 17.
Yep.
And she's a fucking creep.
She's a freak. More just a creep. She's a fucking freak.
I saw a picture that said, why would Billie Eilish's brother date someone that looks exactly like Billie Eilish? I don't know if it's like legit or not, or they just like photoshopped it. But I was like, That's fucking creepy. Like, if it was true, like, that would be fucking creepy. That means you want to fuck your sister.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I guess he does, like, all the music. Like, they write, like, the music together.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. And, like, I guess they fight over, like, you know, shit all the time.
So, breaking news. What's all this about Kevin Hart in an accident?
Like, oh, I don't know.
Is he dead or... Is he dead or alive, people? Have you heard that song, Dead or Alive?
Yeah, I have heard that song. I didn't know that, though. He was in a car accident. What is it, man?
Well, it said accident. It was a car accident. Basically, what happened, I just read that his co-stars and friends and shit like that were praying for him and for his well-being, and I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, it looks like his back got injured. They don't know if it's, like, really severe or not. Like, I haven't really read the notes, but it looks like he fucked up pretty hard. And, I mean, he's had issues before with, like, drunk driving and shit like that.
So. Oh, he was driving?
Yeah, he was driving, so.
That's not good. That's actually the opposite of good.
That's, like, really bad.
That's, like, the opposite of good.
Yeah, major back insurance after California car crash of his 1970 Plymouth. Barracuda drive. Oh, it's actually
a Barracuda.
It was actually driven by Jared Black. He was on the back seat, Jared actually.
No.
So sure. I mean, in a way, it wasn't his fault. But I would be like so fucking pissed that I got injured so bad because of another asshole.
Yeah, I would be super pissed about that. That would really piss me off.
Who's Jared Black, by the way?
That name sounds familiar, but
I can't picture it.
I can't picture it either.
Jared Black was driving both the Night School star and passenger Rebecca Brocksterman in the star's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda in Calabasas, California.
Calabasas is like a rich neighborhood, I think.
Yeah. I've heard that. When the accident occurred. He was turning on the road in the city when he lost control of the vehicle, sending it off the street and tumbling down and... Embarkment reports, CBS LA says.
Was it fucking raining or something or what?
I don't know. I guess
like,
we've got to
I don't
look
get how. Oh man, I mean that car probably got some fucking horsepower behind it, so the dude didn't know how to fucking handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pissed me off. Like my friend totally wrecked my car and hurt me in the process. Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah. So it looks like Kevin was able to leave the scene of the accident and get medical attention. At his nearby home, he and the driver were then transported to a nearby hospital. Both Hart and the driver suffered back injuries, the California Highway Patrol said. Brocksterman told authorities she was in pain, but sought out her own aid, according to the CHP report of the collision. So basically her injuries were minor. Okay, so the driver was not under the influence of alcohol at the time of the early morning collision. So he wasn't drunk. But look at the skid marks on that shit, dude. On the road.
Yeah, that's not good. That's the opposite of good.
That's the opposite of good, like you said.
I have a fantasy football league that I'm joining, that I joined already, and I get to draft for that today. That should be interesting. I've never done a fantasy football league before. I take that back. I've done it once when I was in high school. And it was before they had it all on, like, apps and shit. Mm-hmm. And you just sit around with a bunch of dudes and, like, you draft your players off of, like, a newspaper of, like, all the top players. And so it'd be kind of interesting because this is all going to be on the internet. It's all on, like, an app. And, like, you just pick, like, you know, the top players that you want.
Right.
It should be interesting.
So how do you sign up anyway?
I just, it's through a Denzo thing. So like, Chris just like sends you a link if you want to do it. And it costs money, but he's not really worried about the money right at this point. It's the beginning of the season, but like he wants it within the next couple weeks probably. I can imagine like you go the whole season without paying and then like you're losing horribly. And you're like, oh, well, I'm going to cancel it out. Well, I'm done. Like, no, you gotta put your money in, buddy.
That's what I would do.
It's winner takes all, except I think the second place gets his money back. Hmm. But there's like 10 people, and like I think it's like $50 to get in.
Damn.
So it's a good payout if you win.
So what's the point of that fantasy football thing? You just pick up players, and then how do you decide who's winning or who's losing, or how does it work?
It really depends on how well your players do. They get points for different things. And so, like, the more points that you...
Like, how good the real players do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all dependent on how the real players perform it during their games.
Oh, okay.
So, and then you usually are matched up with another team, and you guys fight each other, like, whoever has the most points wins, obviously. So, it's like, it's kind of interesting. It's going to be fun. Kind of keeps your eye on not just your favorite team, but, like, it kind of makes you... watch all of football and kind of just so you follow your guys and make sure that, you know, they're doing well. You can bench them if they're like, they had a horrible day at game, you're like, dude, this guy's gonna fucking suck next year or next week or whatever. You can put them on the bench and put in a different guy or whatever. And so there's different ways that you can, like, you're not just stuck with those guys. You can even, like, drop them. You can try to pick up other guys that are available. You can do trades between other teams. It's kind of interesting. It'd be fun. Luis is hilarious. He's like such a cocky bitch.
Yeah.
He's just like, dude, you never even done this before. You even know about football. I'm like, yeah, I know about football. I'm like, I don't know all the players and everything, but I'll do fine. And he's like, so like he's giving me like a proposition. He's like, so like if it's your pick and this player is available, would you take him or you go with a different, like, you know, position? And I'm just like, honestly, I'm not quite sure what it would be. I'd have to look at. He's like, man, you already lost. He's like, this player is the best player, you know, in the NFL. You already lost. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, hey man, we might have to have a little bit of wager in the middle of the season, see how both of our teams are doing.
Yeah, he liked to be a little bit of an asshole.
Oh man, he's a cocky little bitch, but he's funny. I like making fun of him.
Fucking Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah, I miss working with that guy. That guy was funny.
Yeah, he is pretty good. I'll tell him you said hi.
I only miss like four people out of the whole bunch.
Yeah.
The rest can fuck off and hang themselves with an alternator.
Damn.
Especially you, Josh and Sway.
Okay, come on. Why you guys stop that? Start that shit. Just stop. I'm not even editing it, so it's on you now.
It's okay.
Anywho's. Is there any new movies coming out that look good?
Yeah, the fucking Joker.
That looks amazing.
I heard
it's fucking terrifying.
I read a non-spoiler review of like of an early screening for, you know, critics and stuff like that, and it says that it's completely different than what you've seen because it's not a superhero movie. It's more of a character developing movie.
Yeah.
Because it tells you the origin, how he became mm-hmm. who he is and whatever. But it's like, in a way, it's like so fucking dark. So apparently, Joaquin Phoenix wanted to make something completely different that, you know, that they couldn't tell exactly what's wrong with him. Like, for example, let's say that if a psychologist saw the movie, uh-huh. He wouldn't be like, okay, so he's suffering from depression and, you know, deprivation of blah, 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 whatever. So you couldn't really, like, pinpoint what's going on with him exactly. So that's why he wanted to make it so different. And he had he did have different inspirations through like the Jokers before him, but he said he wanted to make something completely dark and different than what it's already been done. So and you know it's taking a lot of things from like shows from the 70s and stuff like that.
Well, so, it's set in that
time, yeah, right? It's set on that time.
He
so
actually sees he actually meets a young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, so it's fucking crazy.
That's not really a spoiler, I don't think.
No, because I mean it's on the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. But it does have like Batman Easter eggs on the movie, like
really?
for future films and shit like that, or basically saying where they're gonna take that from and moving forward. So it they say that it's actually pretty cool that it doesn't matter if you're not even into the Joker or if you don't know the character that much, that it's actually like they really recommend you to go because it's a really good fucking movie.
It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to see it. I heard it was like it really makes you like kind of cringe, like you're very, it's like cringeworthy, I guess.
Cringy.
I don't know, but
crunch.
I was watching this guy on YouTube. His name is Eric Voss.
And yeah, I know that guy.
He breaks down every fucking thing, dude. The Rise of the Skywalker, I'll get to that in a second. But he breaks down like all this stuff. And him and this other girl, I don't remember what her name was, they were doing a little bit of breakdown of like the Joker, like just that I think initial trailer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that there's a possibility that there might be like some kind of Joker verse where every Joker that's been on film is related somehow. They're all not like related to like not like related by blood, but they're all they're it's all like as if they're all it's all one universe.
Yeah, it's like one event to the next.
There's just not one Joker, but Joker gets passed along throughout the ages. I thought I was like, shit, that's a fucking like mind bender right there. If that's the case, even back to like the old school like 1990 Joker, or 89 Joker.
Yeah, the He Who Laughs from like the. That was another origin story that they tried to do back in like the 60s or 70s, can't remember. But yeah, I mean, they were all good in a way because it took
Jared Leto sucked though.
Yeah, he did.
I like him as an actor, but that sucked.
He was like the one that didn't really make the cut for me. But aside from him, aside from him and Heath Ledger, because he did something completely different. Mm. But the other ones like took different parts of the Joker persona and made it into, you know, what he was, like, you know, a little Joker that used to play jokes and mind games and shit like that. And but basically, you know, Hugh Jackman. He's gonna be like, I'm the Joker.
What the fuck?
Am I in the right movie? No, but yeah, and then I mean, Heath Ledger took it completely different as to like a fucking psychopath terrorist, which it played really well with the Joker persona in my view. So I really enjoyed it, but I really can't wait to see.
They say
to
he's
see.
The best one.
Yeah, in my this opinion, one, he's the best one. To,
this
till,
one might be pretty till close. Date.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what. Joaquin Phoenix is gonna do with the character and how he's gonna take it in a different way.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Well, like Joaquin Phoenix is an awesome actor. Definitely. Have you ever seen the one where he grew a beard and he like it was almost like a documentary. He made it seem like it was a documentary where he's like wanted to be a rapper. Did you ever see that one?
No, I saw different cuts, but I never saw the whole.
That movie was great because it was a big troll. Like,
but you couldn't even tell it was him, though.
Yeah, but he said that he was quitting acting. He wasn't doing anything, and this is all real. Like it was all he told everybody this in press and everything, and then they were filming this documentary about how he wanted to be a rapper, and he met up with like Snoop Dogg and stuff. He's got like a compact disc of some beats and shit, and like he pulled some strings to get like you know. P. Diddy to listen to shit. And yeah. P. Diddy's like, okay, like you can tell like he's listening to this music like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But like it was a great movie. I can't remember what the name of it is now, but he went on like David Letterman and David's like, is this fucking for real? Are you just fucking with us or what? And he's like, no, this is real. This is what I want to do. And then it ended up just being a big gigantic troll. I was like, oh my god, you fucking genius. But like everything he does is really good.
Genius.
Like the bad guy in Gladiator. He's really good in that.
What's his face? Decimus?
Yeah.
No, it's not Decimus. That's Maximus, because his name is Maximus Decimus Meruelius, some shit like that.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember.
It's funny, because have you ever seen Honest Trailers from Screen Junkies?
You've shown me some of those, I think.
when they play that scene where, you know, how sometimes... On iconic scenes or iconic lines, they make shirts of, you know, different types of merch to put it on there. And they play that scene where he's like, hey, don't turn your back on me. And then he tells him who he is and why he's doing what he's doing. And then he's like, Maximus, that's too big to put on a t-shirt, buddy.
Yeah, and he talks really to
them. He talks for like 30 seconds. And then I just busted out laughing because I wasn't expecting it.
Like, that'd be awesome to put that on a shirt still. All that text there.
He's like, man, he has a big ass name.
That's funny.
Commodus, that was his name.
Commodus.
Emperor Commodus.
Jeez, I don't know how the fuck you remember that.
Because I like history.
Oh, well.
And it was based on history.
Was it?
Like 2% of it. I mean
the fact that the Colosseum existed.
Yeah, the Colosseum and the kings were real, but I mean not the movie.
What was fucking crazy about the Colosseum is that they had water that ran underneath.
Yeah,
and they could flood the fucker.
Yeah, they had a
what in actual fuck is that all about? That is crazy.
They were called aqueducts or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. You're right.
They had them all throughout the city.
That's fucking crazy.
So they basically had their own water system.
Yeah.
For like bathrooms and you know bathing and what.
But the fact that they could flood the Colosseum is fucking huge.
Yeah.
That's some.
They have fucking high elevators for lions. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. So it's fucking crazy.
That's absolutely crazy.
Imagine being a gladiator. You think you've won, and they put out a fucking tiger on you.
Do they have like fucking elephants and shit? All kinds of shit. They'd throw those guys.
Yeah.
Pissed off. They need to bring out some fucking like hippos. They could get some hippos. Those fuckers are ruthless, man. Have you ever seen videos on those motherfuckers?
They can run.
Dude, yeah, they can run like 30 miles an hour. Yeah. And then they fucking have these huge ass fucking teeth.
Yeah.
Not
to mention they
can't even talk.
They open the mouth as big as a fucking 4 feet tall
person. Ginormous mouth that just swallows you in one fucking bite. I'm getting so excited I can't even talk.
God damn.
I'm hard right now.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm knocking over shit. So how about that Amazon? Is that still burning?
Huh?
Amazon, is that still burning?
No.
What's so funny is whenever I hear anything about Amazon,
you think about the marketplace.
Directly think
Amazon?
Of the fucking, yeah. And like, Amazon's burning. Nut! I'm not gonna get my shit.
Is it like the headquarters or just the warehouse?
Distribution center? No, not my. I ordered stuff.
Fucking idiot, man! You voted for Trump, didn't you?
What? Nah, this is growing up in this fucking time frame.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's burning anymore because a lot of people, like a lot of organizations and different countries, are, like around the area, like donated money to have planes. You know, throw. Billions of gallons of water to.
Was it you that was telling me that the fucking like president or whatever is corrupt and he wasn't like doing it? Was it you telling me that?
Yeah, he was actually. Well, I can't remember if it was me that told you, but yeah, he was actually letting companies take down the trees to look for oil and shit like that, and then also they were selling the trees to other companies to make buildings and shit like that also, but the deforestation rate was. So high, going so high so quickly that the Native Americans from the Amazon basically got a legal lawsuit against them and they won. But then after they won, suspiciously, that's when the fire started.
Weird.
And the good thing, though, is that after the 15th or 16th day, like, it started raining and he hadn't. I don't know if it's true or not because I didn't fact check it or research it, to be honest. But it said that after 2 or 3 months without rain, it finally rained, and it was during the time that it was burning. So that also helped out a lot. And there was other countries and organizations that, you know, that flew planes around to help with that too, dropping water and stuff, and it actually made it stop. But a lot of fucking animals from different species died already. So they're actually trying to. Donate money so it can become like a big ass sanctuary. That way, you know, the species won't be under, you know, extinction or anything like that. So to be able to avoid it, so a lot of people are coming together to protect it and, you know, to make sure that the Native Americans that are living there don't have to worry about people coming in and, you know, chopping down the trees and shit like that anymore. So hopefully it works out. And that's the thing that I hate, though, like, because they were pointing it out, like, you know, for example, when the Notre Dame Cathedral started burning, like, right. Within 24 hours, they had already donated like $1.5 billion to rebuild it.
Right.
But then the whole fucking Amazon is burning, which is 30% of where our oxygen comes from in the planet, right. And nobody does anything about it. So, and it's all just because of, you know, fucking money and media and shit like that. So, it's fucking. Sad at the same time, and then but then I'm like, if we all fucking die, we all fucking deserve it. So it is harsh. What it is. Yeah,
harsh, dude.
You're like harsh, a little bit harsh.
Super harsh, dude. All right, we're gonna I've got a couple videos I want to show you.
Oh shit, you got any popcorn?
No,
you broke bastard.
God, okay, I don't get any fucking texts all day. I sit down for a fucking podcast and I have 8. I'm like, what the fuck?
Who cares about you that much?
I don't know, man.
Your dog knows how to text now? Oh, never mind. You don't have a dog anymore. You have to give it away. Mm. Harsh. Harsh owner.
All right, this video has been going around for a while. It's about this dude that he was cutting down a tree limb. And he's standing on top of like a folding ladder.
He's got to break. He's
something goes horribly wrong, and you'll see in a second. But at the very end of the... But stay tuned, because right at the end, it's a very short video. It's only 18 seconds long. It happens very fast, but then it also goes to before, like, you know, when it first came out, it only showed what happened to him. It only showed, like, the event. Mm-hmm. Didn't show the aftermath. And now they have footage of what happened, like, at the hospital, like, what he looks like after what happened. And it's tagged on right at the end of this video. So it's super graphic. So get out your puke bag. But I'm not gonna. You know, it's just gonna be for you, and just I want to see what your reaction is to this whole thing. So I'll hand that over to you, so you get it. Like I said, it goes kind of quick.
It's okay. I have nerves of steel. And then I'm like, oh my god. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Isn't that fucked up? Isn't that awful? It doesn't even. I'd say put a bullet in my head, please. I wouldn't even want to be reconstructed.
That looks like the fucking Predator,
dude. Yeah,
that's from Alien. That's what I thought too. From Alien.
Oh my god!
Just to give you guys an idea, the fucking tree branch hit him right in the head.
Yeah, it looked like it knocked his head right off,
and it busted him open to the point that he literally looks like the fucking.
Like a watermelon,
like the Predator from Alien,
where he opens his jaws open.
Yeah, where he opens his jaw and takes out the four fucking teeth.
That's how he looks.
It's the worst fucking thing.
You're reminding me of one. Let me try to look it up real quick. But that's why I never studied medicine or anything like that.
Oh god, you imagine seeing that? Imagine being that guy.
Imagine being, dude. How is he not fucking in shock? Like fucking knocked out.
He
looked
like kind of was. Like he might have been. He might have come too, and that might have been like maybe like an hour later or something. But
shit,
he's gonna haunt you in your dreams though. Yeah, have nightmares. It's awful. If you guys want to Google it, you got to look through like Reddit because that's usually where you can find it. It's just look for tree trimming. I think it's a guy getting hurt tree trimming or something. It's fucking horrendous. To see how fucked up this guy got. And he survived it. Like, when that video first came out, people thought that his head got knocked clean off, because that's what it looks like. Yeah. But it apparently was just his helmet.
Yeah, it fucking looked like he got decapitated by that shit.
Yeah. And, like, for a long time, a lot of web podcasts were, like, saying, oh, shit, he fucking died. But then they can't show on the podcast that picture of him, like, you know, in the hospital.
Okay, so this one's not as graphic, but... Let me show you. Let me send it to you. That way you can have sound on
some
the
audio.
On the podcast.
Audio. God, that guy.
So this guy, they're in a party, and I think they're already kind of buzzed. So this guy has a fucking sword, and the other guy puts a sausage on his mouth to try to cut it.
Oh my god, I don't know if I want to see that.
So I'll leave it at that.
I've seen the one where... Have you seen the one where the guy's holding a beer with a samurai sword?
Yeah.
He's holding a beer and the guy's going to chop it and he slices his fucking hand. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know if I watched this.
That's how... I mean...
Wow, they actually have it on YouTube?
Yeah.
I go!
Oh, my fuck.
Hold on. I want to... Check it out. He shows the aftermath, too. Oh, my
God. God damn it. Hold on. The fucking...
I go!
Oh, it's his nose. His nose is gone. Oh, it's like hanging. Gross. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How can they...
I go.
I don't know how they can put that on YouTube, honestly.
You have to be 18 or older to watch those kind of videos. So it has like its own section.
Dude. Don't ever let me get that drunk to where I'm like, hey, cut something off of my fucking mouth.
I'm gonna grab with fucking a katana and then...
Dude, the motherfucker, okay. The jackass with the katana, he was aiming way too goddamn low. The sausage was like 10 inches long. He could have gone up about 5 inches and been fine. And then we were like, oh, that's awesome. He cut the sausage instead of cutting his fucking friend's nose in half.
Not to mention, I mean, if you've never practiced with any type of swords or knives or whatever the fuck you're using, don't fucking do that to someone else.
No.
I mean, it's like, to give you guys an idea, if you're like fucking Jack in the Titanic, you know how what's her fucking face? The girl?
Kate Winslet?
No, I don't know, but in the movie. Fuck. You don't know Titanic? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
people with the big boat. They're riding around.
Didn't that thing sink or something?
Where Celine Dion got famous?
Man, what the fuck? She was famous before that. That definitely boosted her a little bit.
Well,
more.
Whatever. You know,
God damn it.
She, you know, when she's handcuffed to the fucking pipe on the boat, and then Jack tries to get her free by grabbing a fucking axe and trying to chop off the thing,
yeah.
And he has some practice shots, and he's way fucking off. If you're that fucking stupid with axes or knives, don't fucking try to cut something out of someone. Yeah. That's just fucking ridiculous. Not to mention, like, you know, like you said, he could have aimed higher, but the thing was that he was aiming low, and not to mention, when he swung even lower, so...
It went downwards. Oh my god.
He's fucking idiots.
Oh my god. It'd be cool to have samurai swords on display and shit like that, but
I wouldn't have them sharpened.
I wouldn't have now. Well, I would like to have them sharpened for... I like to cut things, like, that are inanimate objects in half. That'd be fun. Like water bottles or, you know, jugs of milk or something.
Just don't have them too high. Imagine you grab it and then it falls off. Fucking stabs yourself or...
No, I'll be fucking...
Cuts your fucking head
table
off.
Table or something. Oh my god, that's horrible. Well, speaking of horrible, here's the second video I have. The little fucking psycho.
You got the old man right there, huh?
The fucking craziest fucking kid in the world. This
How
kid,
did he get away with that, though? Oh, that's all I want, man.
I don't know. Sell because he's in the guy's house, I guess. I don't know. We're going to play it for
it was
you.
Private property?
This okay, we're going to preface it a little bit. It's a news, it's like a radio, like a morning time
talk show. Like a morning talk show. Like Good Morning America.
Yeah, it's a guy and his dad, or a guy and his son, and father-son combo. They're fucking each other. It's weird. No, I'm just joking.
Him and Centipede?
They're sitting talking about what happened with this burglar or whatever, this intruder that came into their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the two, like the man and woman that are like running the show, their fucking voices are hilarious. But if you can see their faces, if anybody that listens to this wants to look it up, it's fucking hilarious because they're just, oh my god. You can look and see it in their faces. It's like, well, you know, oh, it's great. But we're going to play the audio here. And, God, it's so crazy.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Tracy.
Now, Lucas, can you tell us what happened?
I heard the noise, and I got up from bed and went into the kitchen to where Dad keeps the gun.
So you found it all by yourself, right?
I take it out a lot. Sometimes I just look at it.
Right, now, it was a burglar, wasn't it, Lucas? He was trying to steal things.
He looked hungry. When he saw I had the gun, he put his hands up and said, please don't shoot.
But you didn't listen to him, did you?
I knew it would be easier to shoot him. Just aim and pull the trigger.
Mm.
That's right.
Well, and that's exactly what you did,
you
right?
shot him in the that's leg, so didn't you? You put one right through the kneecap, right?
Yeah, it was like bang, really loud, and he fell down screaming. And there was lots of blood coming out.
Lucas, you really are a hero.
He started crawling away and crying, so I shot him in the back.
Yeah, you must be so proud of your son, Jack.
And then
of course,
stood over
wouldn't
him
be.
And shot him like bang, bang.
Well, that's one crook that's not going to be breaking into anybody else's home, is he?
Yeah, he wouldn't stop talking, so then I shot his jaw off.
Well, how'd you manage to do that?
Either you shoot at the temples and pull down, or you shoot at the side of the skull wall.
It's sweet.
Okay, we're going to break that down for real quick. They showed this motherfucking kid. He's probably, what, 8, 9, maybe?
8, I would say.
Yeah. He is a fucking Jeffrey Dahmer in the making. This motherfucker is going to end up killing millions of people. Watch.
Yeah, he's going to do a fucking mass shooting somewhere.
Either that or he's just going to be a serial killer. I think he's going to be more of a serial killer than a mass shooter. Because, like, he enjoys the fucking hunt, it seems like. He enjoys, like, fucking torturing
for sure.
People.
He ain't going to have no bullies when he grows up.
He enjoys, torturing. You can tell. You can see in his face. He's a fucking little demon child, man.
Not to mention, okay, hear this. So, apparently the guy looked hungry. When the little kid pointed the gun at him, he raised his hands and begged not to be shot at.
Yes.
And the host of the show says, oh, so you shot him on the kneecap? And he's like, yeah, but then he goes on to say he shot him on the chest, and then he shot him on the back when he was on the ground because he was still screaming.
He's trying to crawl away.
And they show a picture of him, and he's covered in fucking blood.
Okay, and then he explains why he's covered in blood here in just a second. So, yeah, he's covered in blood. He went to school. He got an award for being a hero or whatever, being a brave soldier or something.
What the fuck?
And the motherfucker...
This is your problem, America.
Or you shoot at the side of the skull wall.
It's the weakest part of the skull. He's right.
That's very sophisticated.
Yeah, but then he starts screaming. Yeah,
shut
off each one of his fingers, and then he stopped screaming.
So, Jack, it was the screaming you heard that woke you up so you could call the police?
No, actually, it was Lucas laughing that woke me up. I had never heard the kid laugh so hard.
There was blood all over me.
Yeah, he's...
Okay, the motherfucker shot every one of his fingers off. That's probably a little bit of exaggeration. He probably didn't have enough bullets.
And then
he shot off fingers.
But then, okay, he shot multiple rounds.
What a fucking weirdo!
And his dad woke up because of his laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Dad didn't hear any fucking.
So he didn't hear the fucking
gunshots
or the guy begging for his life. It was just his laugh. He said he never heard a kid laugh.
He never heard him laugh so loud. So he's clearly a psycho. I mean, if you look at this kid, he looks like he's from like the '50s in the first place. The kid looks like he's from old school.
If that was my kid, I would be scared for my life.
I would seriously put him in
some
serious
definitely
mental
treatment. Yeah. So your ass is gonna spend 4 years.
Psychiatric evaluation to the
because
this is
if you
over.
Think about it, if you take something away or if you try to punish him in any kind of way, what makes you think he won't grab the gun and shoot your
Why
ass?
Why does the motherfucker have access to that gun in the first place? And right. He said he takes it out and looks at it all the time.
And not to mention that he knows how to use it.
Yeah.
He knows how to.
I figured it wouldn't be very hard. I'm just gonna pull the trigger and shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've shot like a pistol before. Have you shot a pistol before?
Yeah, of course.
That motherfucker isn't like exactly just like a cap gun.
Yeah.
Even if it's a .22, that has like no recoil to it. Basically, a 9mm. That's the highest I've ever shot. That motherfucker has a little bit of a kick to it still, even if you're not ready for it. You know, I couldn't imagine an 8-year-old
pulling
a trigger multiple shots.
Yeah, and it being able to handle the recoil.
Unless he's done it before.
Exactly.
He's murdered before. Or his dad is taking him out shooting like
cans or
something.
He definitely knows either how to hunt or murder people because he said it himself. There's a certain part of the skull wall that it's thinner
than. Yeah.
And that's where I shot him.
Oh my God.
So it's like, how the fuck do you know that kind of shit?
And his dad is just like, that's right.
That's
good
right.
Good job, buddy. Oh my God. Here's the last part of it.
Yeah, he smeared it all over himself.
Really?
I liked the way the blood made me feel.
Oh! Now, your school gave you a special award for courage, right? We have a photograph of that award ceremony. Let's take a look.
Oh, Lucas, you didn't even change your shirt before you got your award.
Well, why would he change his shirt? That's his honor shirt.
Oh. I want the blood.
Yeah. It must have been fun getting that award at school, right? And,
I want the blood.
Well... He's gotten a little shy now.
Well, Jack Armitage, thanks so much for being here. Lucas, thank you for your heroic work.
Absolutely.
How the fuck did that even made it live?
I have no idea. That is fucking... Because, I mean, it's all live, so, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
But, I mean, they could still cut it and go, okay, we're going to go to commercial.
Yeah.
Because we got a fucking
The guy's like,
path.
Well, he's getting a little shy. He's talking about wanting the blood.
Blood, yeah.
I have chills just looking at this fucking psycho demon kid. Holy shit.
Yeah.
My mom is like a devout, like, holy roller Christian. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, that's the devil in that shit right there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I should send it to her and see what she thinks. Because she'd be like...
She's gonna have a fucking heart attack because of you.
Oh my God. It's so crazy, that kid, man. The look in his face when he's like, you say, I want the blood.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is collecting... The future Dexter, basically.
Yeah.
He's collecting blood.
It's gonna be fucking Buffalo Bill.
Whew, that's fucked up.
This is your
that's
problem,
fucked
America.
Up. Yeah, guns aren't the problem. It's psychopath kids like this
that are the problem.
They can get their hands on the guns and put the guns a fucking away. Some people, you know, I don't have a gun. I don't necessarily condone it, but. You know, I'm always going back and forth on the whole gun situation.
See, I've owned guns before. But, a lot of people will tell you, like, a lot of instructors, a lot of policemen or whatever, people that have been trained to use guns or rifles or whatever type of you know, weapon, they will tell you that, you know, if you want to be ready for any kind of situation, to have your gun always loaded and stuff and ready.
Mm-hmm.
See, for me, I've bought guns before for... Basically, you know, home defense. I don't carry the guns or anything like that. But, see, in that I mean, I get it. If you're going to, you know, a store or whatever, and you have the permit to carry and you're carrying the gun, of course, you know, have it loaded and locked just in case something happens. I get that part. But for example, if you're at home and you hear that someone's trying to break in or whatever, I mean, what I used to do when I had it is had the gun, but then had the magazine close to it, but not in the gun, already with the bullets. That way, I can just slide it in and be ready.
Right.
Because if somebody grabs it, I mean, so they have to have also the magazine to be able to shoot the fucking gun. If not, nothing sure. happens. So that's an extra safety precaution that I would take when I had it. But like I said, I mean, people will tell you differently, or you know, think differently. Yeah. But I'm just thinking the safety part. Just to take extra precautions.
They want to always... This is the safety part they always say. They're like, well, if you're going to have the gun in one, it should have a gun lock on it.
Yeah.
The magazine should be out of it. And the magazine should be in a different location.
Right.
Okay. Somebody breaking into my house. I don't have time to run to a fucking closet, get the one gun, and then run to the goddamn, like, bathroom or wherever you hide the other thing. No, I want them to be pretty close to each other.
That's why I have it beside them, but then also... I have it on the case that it comes with. That way, you know, nobody messes with it. And some people put a little lock on it with the three code combination. They just open up. And I mean, I can see how that can be time consuming. But still, you know, if you have it, like for example, if you have little kids and you have it somewhere like in the top shelf of your closet, I mean, he's not gonna reach it. So right. You know, taking those kind of precautions will help with all that kind of shit. And I mean, I'm forwarded to. I mean, I see the good in, you know, showing kids how to shoot or handle a gun or what to do in certain situations. But there's also, you know, a certain age to start doing that shit. Because then, like, that fucking psycho kid, you might have problems like that where he likes shooting and blood and shit like that. And then become into a fucking psychopath.
You put the guy's blood on his shirt. Yeah. Oh, my God, what a psycho.
And he said he didn't took the shirt. When he got the award, and then his dad was like, "What would he take it? That's his shirt, like the hero shirt." I'm like,
"Hero or honor shirt, yeah, or whatever."
What the fuck?
God, the dad's just about as crazy as the son.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense why the son is the way he is. Probably because the dad's probably like, "Hey, come look at this video.
Yeah,
look at this guy. He's gonna get shot in his face." That's cool.
And then they both laugh together.
Yeah. Look at him cry. Yeah. He's crying for his family. Oh, look, like I put a bullet right in his eyes.
That reminds me of fucking Nazi Germany.
Yeah, man. It's fucked it's up, so bro. Fucked up. It's fucked up, man. Fucked up.
I'm going back to Mexico.
Well, I've got a wonderful little... See, when I do this, these notes, I'll put it out. And I'll just sit at my desk sometimes, or my little table at work. And Jonathan thought it'd be funny to. He's got a couple topics on here. Mm-hmm. He's got one is about sperm. He just writes sperm.
That's very much like Anthony.
There's another one.
Not Anthony, Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah. Another one he says, boys.
Boys.
All right.
He likes boys.
Thanks, Jonathan. The Mexican Mamba.
Well, is that what you call him?
That's what he calls himself.
Mexican Mamba. What the fuck?
Because he's a big fan of... he's in that fantasy league thing. Mm-hmm. And I was asking... We're in a big group chat of like texting and stuff. Like, but I have no idea. I don't have anybody's numbers. So I'm like, okay, who's everybody that's texting in here or whatever? And he just posts Mexican Mamba. But I remember earlier talking to him that day or the day before how he likes Los Angeles Lakers. And he's a big fan of Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. And Kobe Bryant's called Black Mamba, I guess, so that's his nickname. So I'm like, okay, that's gotta be Jonathan.
The Mexican Mamba. Oh, shit.
But yeah, I've been becoming closer friends with him. He's been listening to the podcast, too. He said he fell asleep listening to our podcast, and it was playing all night. Mm-hmm. He, like, woke up in the middle of the night, like, hearing my voice. He said it was weird. Like, well, thanks for the listens, like not the you know the fake listens.
Yeah,
give us some numbers.
Well, the Mexican. Well, for those topics, sperm makes babies, which can be either boys or girls. So there you go.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The more you know.
little science hour, science minute. Sounds like somebody's gonna come through the fucking door. What was that noise?
Me hitting the table.
Oh, it sounded like a door opening.
No, I hit the table.
You want to play my game?
Your game?
My game.
Your game? What game?
I've got a guess the TV theme song game.
Oh, shit. I'm going to lose.
We'll go through a couple of these. I think you'll get them. I'll start with an easy one. Ready for an easy one?
Mm-hmm.
Name that TV show.
That's the X-Files.
Woo-hoo! Bang! Got it. That's an easy one.
That's like iconic. That's why I know them.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another one. This might be... If you watch the show, then you might recognize it. If not, then you're fucked. Classic if you actually watch the show. Copyright reasons? I can only play so much.
Sounds like Sin City or Three Nights in Cuba. I don't know.
No, Dexter. This is TV shows,
Dexter.
Bro. TV shows, brah. Another easy one.
The Simpsons.
Dead deposit just before the next she said it. This will be a hard one. You might get it, though. You said no 90s ones, but this is 90s.
CSI?
Nope. Got it.
Yeah, when the guitar solo started playing, I'm like, oh, I know what it is.
The next ones you're going to easily get, because I think this says it in the actual fucking name. Oh, jeez. It's not the same thing.
Life is like a hurricane here and
I had to pause it there, because I was going to give it away. More? Need more?
Anymore?
It's not the actual theme song. That's what pisses me off. It's like somebody else doing it.
One more.
Berg, race cars, laser sail planes. It's a dark blur. Might solve a mystery. Or rewrite history.
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say it right there.
Doctors, woo! Dr. House. That's what I was going to say, but I thought it was wrong. Because he was talking about mystery and shit like that. I was like, Dr. House, but nah, I don't think...
Wait, what'd you say?
Dr. House.
No, the DuckTales.
Oh, DuckTales, oh, what the hell?
Dr. House.
That's why I was like, what?
I thought you said
DuckTales. I haven't watched that show in a long time.
They've got new ones on. They've got, like, new ones that are really good. They're actually very funny.
Really?
Yeah. All right, this one, I think this one's going to be... I'm going to have to pause this real quick, because they say it right in the beginning.
Oh, I know that one.
I think it goes right into it. It's like, I don't want to... That's another
the Flintstones.
Remake. Yep.
Flintstones.
Yeah, that one, I'm glad I paused when I did.
Because then you would have that iconic, yabba-dabba-doo.
You might know this one. This is old school.
Sing happy song.
Oh, yeah.
Did I even used to play the video game that came out in the 90s for the SNES of the Smurfs?
It was no, never did. They had like an app where you could build like a whole like world.
Village?
Yeah. That was fun. I played that for a while. This is a... I don't know if they get this.
Sometimes some crimes go sleeping through the
cracks,
but these two dumb shoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just go.
I don't want to say it. I was going to say it right there.
I used to actually watch that show in Mexico in Spanish, though.
anyway.
Shit. That song is like iconic too.
The one I just did.
Fuck it, just gave it to me.
Ch-ch-ch-Japan
now! There you go,
rescue
yeah!
Ranger. Ch-ch-ch-Japan now! Rescue Ranger.
I don't know this song, but I think you'll probably get it.
Chippy. Pokemon.
What? Pokemon. Wow, that did not take long at all. I wouldn't have guessed it. I don't know a Pokemon guy.
Did you?
Well, let's see. He might have to have Kevin Hart might have to have back surgery.
Back surgery.
I just got a little drop. No, I'm sure. Me and Maddie love watching the show. Basically all it does the whole time.
I mean, it's catchy as hell. I just don't have a clue, though.
It's a variety show, kind of, like, where you, like, it's like a talent show.
Oh.
You can't think of it?
No.
America's Got Talent.
Ah.
Let's see if you know this one. I'm not sure. I love that song. I hate the show. No? Beverly Hills 90210. Beverly Hills 90210. They just came out with another version of that. Did you know that? It was like a reboot. Like, they had all the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Except,
I mean, I heard of it, but I never watched it. So, yeah. That's why I was clueless.
Alright, you should get this one almost instantly.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, now science is going to be unraveled.
What?
Trump. Build a wall.
The TV show. Really? You never watched Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I always skip the intros, though, on Netflix.
Here's, apparently, there's some more to that than I guess there really is. I've never heard this song. Right, care to guess? You lose. This is lost. We'll just do a couple more.
Okay, let me do one.
You got one?
See if you can get it.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully it'll work.
It says the name. That's the thing I hate. It says the name like right out of the bat.
What? A Super Tune Extraordinaire?
Yeah.
That's the name of it?
No. It says it right after that.
It says it right after that.
So you only get 3 seconds.
Yeah, that was like 1 second. I have no idea. Freakazoid?
Yeah, you just said it right there.
Yeah. Freakazoid. Wow, I've never watched that show.
You never did?
Mm-mm. See, do you know this one?
Men, manly men.
Yeah, that's this one. How about this one? This is a little bit of a throwback.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till the barber kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She's out.
If I give you any more, then it says it.
It says it.
I don't think you got it.
Oh, her family. So over the bridge of Flushing to the Sheffield door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's why she became the nanny.
You ever watch that show, The Nanny? It's Fran Drescher. Oh my God, Fran Drescher. How about this one? I don't know. This is just a great song. Who's that girl? What's her? The Powerpuff Girls or whatever?
No. Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann, you're coming up with some fucking obscure shit. Oh, this one. This is a great song to begin with.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from.
What's funny is they didn't tell you they don't tell you what show it is. They just said the people that actually performed it, mm-hmm. which is Phantom Planet, but they didn't tell you what show it's for. I know what show it's for.
What is?
It's for the OC. Because that song's called California.
OC.
Let's see. Oh, there's a, that's fucking, is that like Captain Planet or something?
Yeah.
Wow. Can't believe I got that. Is it like the Berenstain Bears or something?
It's Recess.
Recess? I never fucking watched that.
That was my show when I was growing
fucking
up.
I was like, I could see the reflection through the TV. You were holding it on. I'm like, trying to see what it is. Couldn't figure it out. Oh, shit. It's fun to do this. Wow. No idea.
Arthur.
Man, I'm really bad at those. How this one? What?
That one sounds familiar.
I know, it should. Definitely should sound familiar. If it doesn't, mean something's wrong with you.
I don't know.
It was... A-Team.
Oh, right.
Oh.
God damn it. You gotta know this one.
The Dexter Laboratory or whatever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a fucking lucky guess.
Dun, 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 dun.
How about this one? This is an old
school. Early morning fog,
what the fuck?
I didn't know it had lyrics.
Alright, that's dumb. Don't know. That was Doctor Who. Oh, here we go. I was telling you about this the other day. I think. A great fucking song at the end of. You probably know the actual show that they use it on. Bass.
Law and Order. Oh, that's CSI. That's Law and Order.
Yeah. I like you. You're close.
Isn't it like CSI is one of the longest running shows in history?
CSI? Maybe Law and Order.
I can't remember if it was CSI or Law and Order. It was one
CSI
of
them. CSI doesn't run that long.
Law and Order.
Law and Order, probably Law and Order. What about this one? I don't watch the show. Bob's Burgers.
I'm clueless. Me neither.
You gotta know this one. Come on, you gotta know that one.
I know it. but I just don't know.
All right, hold on here. All right, you didn't know what that was? King of the Hill, my man.
Ah.
This one should be easy. Maybe. No?
Three nights in Las Vegas.
Beavis and Butthead. You know, you should know this one.
Oh, yeah, that's Rick and Morty.
There you go.
I like that shit.
Yeah, I know you do. You're stupid. This is a hard one. Shit. I know you play. Start over. Like Speed Racer or something? Archer?
It's called Rocket Power.
I know what that is. Wow. Wow, was
Rocket Power!
What is this? Oh, this guy has new stuff on here. Oh, here we go. You know this one? What is it?
The Office.
Yay. How about this one? I only watched the show a little bit. It was after The Office.
The Office UK?
No.
I don't know.
Parks and Rec.
Never heard of that one.
I love this song. This is a great song. I don't think you'll be able to think of who it is, though, because I don't know if you watch the show. You would love the show, actually.
Give me your hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody said,
oh, be what you be.
Sounds like my room 5.
No.
But I love you more than words can say.
Nobody picks up.
Give me some one time in a dream. Give me the hope to run out of steam. Somebody said it could be here. We could be roped up, tied up, dead in a year. I can't count the reasons I should stay.
That is a great show called Community. It's got like Donald Glover in it and Joel McHale. It's great. You need to watch that fucking movie. It's got a...
Hi, my name is Emily Liston. And this is Clifford. Ah, damn it, said it. Couldn't pause it in time.
No, it's got also that dude from... That Asian dude from Hangover.
Oh, the... Ling Chow?
No, not Ling Chow. What?
You said it from The Hangover.
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's like his name in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta get going here soon, brother. A couple more. This one.
Prince of Bel-Air.
Did you know that song is like actually like fairly long?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I just totally like left it early. We could go on forever. There's a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
But we're not. Because we have lives. We're going to end it here.
And we don't want to get you guys bored. So,
nope.
I hope you guys liked our shenanigans. Shenanigans.
We appreciate you guys listening, hanging in there. We've got a lot of shit in the works that we're trying to figure out. That could be really cool. And we'll tell you more as things transpire. As Chris, excuse me, the double birds. The yeah. Double middle fingers.
It has to be double birds for appreciation.
But it could be really cool, and hopefully it works out. If it doesn't, then, you know, we're going to figure something else out to move this fucking avalanche along. And we'll do it because we like to do this kind of shit, and we're going to make time for you guys.
And because we love you.
We're going to hopefully find something in our lives that we can do this on a regular basis instead of just having to work like a fucking work for the man.
Work. What does he mean doing work?
That's all I fucking feel like. I'm doing that song is just playing constantly in my head.
Yeah.
Anywho,
don't forget that we love you guys.
Yeah, go ahead and check us out. We're gonna try our best in the next like week or so to try to get the shit back on SoundCloud. It's on Spotify and Amazon, or not Amazon, Spotify and Apple podcast stuff right now. I think there's some weird glitch that it should be on Google, but it's not. So we're trying to figure that out for the Android people. Yeah, we're gonna have to
get
the shit figured out, and we will. We'll let you know. Hopefully, the next like couple months, even we'll be able to get some YouTube shit going on. Maybe we can find some cheap cameras, like some GoPros and fucking.
GoPro.
Shit. No pro.
That's the bottom line essay.
Yeah, yeah. So, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming and listening and enjoying.
Pickles and nipples, baby.
Wait, hold on, man. Don't say it yet.
We love you!
Pickles and nipples, baby.
We'll see you next time.
Whoa.